Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Grace, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
As I say, people still, listeners still gobsmacked that the week after the most magnificent Pride Parade ever in Ireland, that people, there are still attacks going on, but we shouldn't be that naive either. What happened in your case, Grace? It was last Saturday. It was after the parade.
Yes, yeah. I actually, can I explain, Joe?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sorry, I'm really nervous, okay?
Yeah, take your time.
Right, I was in town in the evening after having a meal with friend, okay? And they walked me to the Lewis at Jervis Centre, so just outside the Jervis Shopping Centre. And I got on, I said goodbye, hugged them goodbye, and got on the Lewis. And then somebody called my name, Grace, and didn't know who it was. I didn't recognise the voice. Mm-hmm. So I was just, Lewis was busy, but not as busy as it would be at Christmas where you couldn't see, you know, down the Lewis. But it was busy enough, of course, the day that was in it. Anyway, I had to stand. So I was standing where I was, just at the door. And this voice kept saying, Grace.
Okay.
So I still looked around, didn't recognise anybody. Then I saw this woman approach me. Now, I won't give her name or anything,
okay,
which
fine.
I'm sure you don't want me to do. And she came right up to me and said, how dare you ignore me, and started shouting at me. Now, not really, really shouting really loud, but loud enough that people could hear, like, in a very aggressive manner. Mm-hmm. How dare you ignore me, and a lot of bad language, okay?
Yeah.
You effing tramp. And then the person I had just left, she must have seen who me hugging them goodbye. Mm. Who's that elf? He's old enough to be your grandfather.
God.
And then she, out loud now, she got louder and louder, she said, I'm so nervous. She said, how many kids have you got now? Oh, you're probably on your 17th. Oh, of course, do they know who the father is? Now, this is out loud, Joe, on the Lewis in front of everybody. It was so, I was shaking. And then she said, this effing bitch got me thrown out of my house. Now, I live in an area in South Dublin, a council area in South Dublin. Mm-hmm. And how this person knows me, will I give a bit of insight into how?
Yeah, yeah.
Because for years I don't know, I'm mixed race. Well, I'm black, okay?
Okay.
And born and reared in Ireland.
Yeah.
And to white parents, which is another story. But anyway, after a break of my marriage and stuff, I moved out here to Tala. And I was here for some years with two of my daughters. I now have four children. But anyway, okay. For some years I lived here, and then this person and her family moved into the estate what I live in now, around the corner. And I didn't really know them that well, but an incident happened with one of her children, whom I didn't know was related to her, I didn't know, outside my house. Now, I would have always kept to myself in my neighbourhood, but people would have known me, you know, just to see, because, of course, I stood out. And I've always kind of had hassle from some of the people in the area I lived, because I was different, of course, and name-calling and stuff like that. But this incident happened outside my house one Saturday morning. I'll never forget it, Joe. And that evening, I was, as I say, one of my daughters was quite young. I was in my living room sitting, so that the back of my couch would have been to the window, you know, the front of the house, breastfeeding my child, when next minute a rock came through my window.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes, and this was this family. They came to the door. My poor daughter had to ring the guards. Lucky I had a phone in the house. It took a while for them to come up, but they did come up eventually, and she actually managed to get into my door. The door wasn't a very strong door, and actually had me by the throat. and said, how dare you report my son to the guards? You're going to be sorry you did this. Anyway, eventually they left. The guards sorted them out. They came back to me the next morning, said, we can arrest her, but she's very heavily pregnant and we don't know. But then one of them advised, well, you know, it may not come out good for you. In other words, he didn't say that blatantly, but that's what they meant. But ever since that incident, they have taunted me. They have taunted me for years and years. I actually bought this house years ago from the council, and it got so bad at one stage, Joe, that I actually bought my two children to a women's refuge in Rathmines and stayed there for 2 days because I didn't want to come back to the house.
Right.
Now, the council dealt with them on and off, but I think the people, they have liaison officers that go out to them. And her children were quite young, some of them, and my house wouldn't be far away from the bus stop. It would only take me five seconds to walk. And while I'd be walking to the bus stop with my two little ones, the younger of her children would crowd around me and call me names, monkey, and do, you know, the actions of a monkey and blah, 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 like I can't talk. And I used to try and hold back the tears for my children, not to let them, trying to be the grown up, but I just felt like a child, so vulnerable. It was horrific. But for 7 years nearly, I was taunted. I had excrement smeared on my door. They would go to the toilet on the side of my house. The committee weren't really much help. I went to the local guards. They were very good. The local TDs, the council. And in the end, anyway, they were put out. Now, this is going to the incident that happened last Saturday. Yeah. So this is nearly 20 years later. And I just happened to get on the Lewis because I drive mostly now. My life had improved a great deal. I had a good job. And I literally just happened to get on the Lewis last Saturday. And this is what I have faced from the same woman. And it was just, yes, very good.
No, just have to put... Grace, I because of the previous call, I'm associating with the day that was in it. But you say you've been undergoing this horrific abuse because of your skin colour for many years.
Oh, many years. Do you know what, Joe? I actually remember an incident. Now, as I say, I had two older daughters. They're grown up now and thank God very successful. Then I had two more children. As I say, my marriage broke up. I moved out here to tell and met a new partner.
Yeah,
that unfortunately didn't work out, but two beautiful children. And I remember when they were younger, getting on my local bus stop, which, as I say, I actually got on the bus and I would have had a buggy then. The bus stopped for me, got on the buggy and was walking down with my two children, one in my arm because she was very young, and my little son walking behind us. And a girl, do you know, at the last row of seats in the back of a bus?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah, so now our local bus would be heavy, but it would be kind of reasonably packed by the time it gets to my house. But this woman, I'll never forget it. She had a young boy and a girl, not much older than my son at the time, so say 5 or 6. And she, out loud on the bus, this would be a young woman in her 20s, said, don't you dare attempt to put your fucking black... Now, I'm saying exactly what she said, down on the seat beside me. I didn't know what to do. People looked around, all right, but nobody actually intervened or said anything. Don't you fucking dare sit down here. You're not putting your black ass down here. There's too many in this country.
Oh, my God, Grace. I'm so sorry.
I actually went up to the postman with tears in my eyes, baby in my arm, and he actually made me get off the bus. The busman, if you can't deal with it, you'll have to get off the bus. I actually had to get off the bus with a young child and a young son and a baby daughter. But, Joe, I've had incidents like that.
Oh, Grace.
You know what? Sometimes
so
it's very hard, Joe, being mixed race in Ireland. You know, now, it's so good in having all the people that we have, mixed, different African people,
course,
every color. And it's lovely. But you know what? I'm nearly in my 60s now, okay?
Mm.
And my generation... A lot of us would have been brought up in state care, which I was, okay?
Yeah.
And there was nobody to speak on our behalf. The only one I actually got involved with, I don't know if you know, God rest her soul, Christine Buckley.
Of course I do, of course.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah. Now, she was an advocate, really, for me, for my people, because we don't fit into the black community because we're Irish,
yeah.
And yet the Irish sort of don't know what, you know, how to treat us. And like, it was always assumed, oh, she's an orphan, she must have come from Golden Bridge. Unfortunately, I wasn't actually I wasn't an orphan. I wasn't brought up in Golden Bridge. I was brought up in state care because, believe it or not, I was born to white parents. I think it's very rare in this country.
And but Grace, is that the reason why you were? Why did you end up in an institution?
Because of my colour, Joe.
Hang on. Your mom is white, your dad is white.
My dad is white,
okay.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Not, it happens, the baby's
yes,
a different
yes,
colour.
Very rare, but I think it may be called a throwback. Okay. But African people know I'm not of them.
Yeah.
You know, because
but
I go into the African shops in town and get my hair done, and they would know, oh, where are you from? You know, you're not Irish. And I said, actually, I am.
Yes, yes.
You know,
here's a photograph of my mother and father, my biological mother and father.
Yeah.
And if it's not too hard, Grace, because you've been through so much and you're so strong, and thanks so much for contacting us.
Oh, you're
and
very
I wish
welcome.
I wish the hug that you were giving and receiving on that Lewis last Saturday night. I wish we could all embrace you now and give you that hug back, because you're a magnificent, magnificent woman.
Thank
well, Grace, who decided, because of your colour, to put you into care?
My parents.
And have you any insight into why?
Yes, because in the part of Dublin they lived in,
yeah.
When I came home to their home, it's very hard to talk about this now, and the neighbours, I don't know if they even saw me, because my mother would have went to have had more children before me, five before me, before I was born, and more after I was born, and all white, of course. But they eventually got the state involved in my welfare, and they had social workers then became involved in my life.
Yeah.
Now, I would have been only very young, so I didn't remember any of this. I just know this now from reports I was given. And my father asked him to come to the house to meet my mother, who was finding it very difficult. She was being ostracised by neighbours. They were talking that, oh, she must have had an affair. You know, the way Ireland was a different place in the 60s. And eventually, I have the report, black and white, and it says eventually they've asked the state to take the child, which, of course, who's me, Grace.
And when... Grace, so you have full siblings?
Yes, yes. I only was introduced to... My mother came to visit me in the home once. Now, the people in the home told me that my father used to come when I moved there first, because I think he was a bit more... didn't really want me to go into the home, but he worked away a lot, so he said that it was putting a strain on his relationship with my mother, her mental health, which I do believe she had mental health problems, which I do too. And so he decided for her that I should be taken into care. But they told me, she only came to see me once when I was in school, and I would have been about 15. And she bought a guy who turned out to be my brother. So after that, I kind of got in contact with him. But I wouldn't... They weren't really brothers and sisters to me. They were strangers. Even my mother was, when she came to visit. I found it very difficult to approach her or anything, because I forgot any love from her, I suppose, you know?
And what age were you when they decided to...
I was four when the social worker came to the house. They said the child, who's me, has no, the mother won't look at the child. There's no, she doesn't, the child cries and holds out her hand for the mother, but she rejects her. She sits on the carpet, just picking at carpet fibres, and we feel that it's time she was put into care. She is being affected by, because I hadn't, yeah. I couldn't talk and I couldn't walk when I was four, imagine. I hadn't reached the goals that I should have at that age. It's devastating, and you know, I can't afford to harp on it or to feel sorry for myself or anything. I feel I love my children; they're my life.
Yeah.
But I found it very hard, and sometimes I felt resentment that. I have given them all my love. They know they're loved, and we're so close. But I never got that. You know, it's very, very hard sometimes. And then just to have this person, just
torment you like
out of
that.
The blue, like, and now I believe they moved back into the area, and I'm just really frightened. And my whole purpose in ringing Joe was to ask, was anybody on the Lewis at that time got a... Well, there were lots of people, of course.
Yeah, last Saturday night,
around 8, after 8, between 8 and 9, because as soon as I got off the Lewis, I went to my local Garda station and reported it. And
because you want to nip this in the bud. You've been through this for so long. You know how this escalates.
Yes,
and how wrong it is, and how cruel it is.
It's so cruel, and they know I'm not weak. I can't be weak because I've come through so much in my life, and they don't know my story. They don't know how hurt it pains in my chest to, you know, be called those names. Like when I haven't done anything to them, and that's, you know, that's truthful. You know, it's people that would know me around would know me, not because I've caused trouble or anything, we're really quiet, but just because I'm different, you know. I look different. And I would just love somebody if they would even just give me the time, because the Lewis people have told me that I have to have an exact time when this occurred.
And so you want, Grace, you want to give any more details about location?
Yes. It was on the Lewis going out to Tala.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to say, was it near Euston or was it near James?
Oh, no, sorry. I got on at Jervis Street.
Jervis, Center. Busy.
Yes, I had to get off at the Garda, you know, the forecourts.
Yeah, of course. So you went on at Smithfield there,
Yes.
Okay.
I had to get off there because I was just going to burst out crying. I was so embarrassed. Well, I did have tears, but I knew I wanted to just open my heart, just cry. Because it was just so frightening, and it was just so. I'm never on the Lewis, and I was happy getting on.
We have to.
There was a lovely atmosphere in town.
But we have to. If we have to, as a society, everyone, and I know Grace, you would do it. We have to, as a society, start checking behaviour like that. We really do. We have to start standing up if we see it, and we don't. Nobody, you can say, "Oh, that woman does not know the burdens and the ghosts that are on your shoulders for such a long time." But however, we all have ghosts and burdens, and we should presume that and not tolerate.
And so is she. I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's
so typical of your humanity, Grace, to say that.
It doesn't excuse it. It doesn't excuse it. I was after having a happy day, and you know, I rang my daughter right away, and she said, "Mum, we'll come in and pick you up." I said, "No, I'm not putting you through it. I was on the Lewis, but it's a woman on the Lewis. It would have been an elderly woman. She waved out and acknowledged me, you know. She must have heard.
If anyone saw that, it'd be great if they either contact us and we'd pass on the details. I suspect as well, Grace, that we will have other people like politicians in that area saying they will try and help nip this in the bud promptly, absolutely promptly, because you have been through enough. You obviously have you're a magnificent mother and have a magnificent family from the way you describe it. It's four you mentioned, I think.
I have four.
Yes. And two girls, you said, at one stage.
Three girls and one son.
And a dog.
Oh, and a dog.
What's his name? What's the dog's name?
Well, Lola. And a cat.
And a cat. What's the cat's name?
Millie.
Okay, I've got to go. Grace, you will have many, many happy days ahead.
Thank you
You're
so much,
magnificent person, a magnificent person.
And your, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
And thank you.
And it's just to ask if anybody saw, just to give an accurate time so as they can check it. Because this has to be sorted. And thank you so much, Joe, for your time.
And thank you for your time. It was a privilege listening to you.
You were
a fantastic, dignified woman. Even that little remark you made about maybe that other woman has burdens on her shoulders as well gave us another glimpse into your great, great goodness, Grace. Grace being a very appropriate name, I suspect. Thanks, Grace.
Before
the break, I'll give the credits. Pat O'Carney on sound, Laurie Davis at BCO, Richard Byrne on research, Fergus Sweeney produced, Ray Darcy is next. And that was Grace, a magnificent woman you've been listening to for the last 20 minutes. Apologies for the delay.